Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's been a busy day for Sloan Martin from the WCCO newsroom. Sloan checks in with us every day here on the Paul and Jordana Show. I'm Jason DeRussia, in for both Paul and Jordana. And Sloan, I know you saw a very fired up Governor Tim Walz today.
That's right. And we know that Minnesota is taking steps backward in its COVID numbers. Governor Walz, leading up to that, basically announced new initiatives. The fact that he is having the National Guard on standby as part of this reactivation of the emergency staffing pool. They're hoping to free up space in long-term care to transfer some patients from the hospital. We heard from the chief hospital officer of North Memorial say their hospitals are at or near capacity every day, that 96% of their ICU COVID-related patients are unvaccinated. So what really drove him after saying all of that was getting this letter from Senate GOP leadership today, basically criticizing the fact that he has not convened a special session. They want to rework the governor's emergency powers in that special session, which, by the way, there is no peacetime state of emergency at the moment. And I think that's what set him off, was being asked about that. And he has repeatedly criticized Republicans, feeling like they are not helping in this to drive numbers back down, encouraging people to get vaccinated so they don't end up in the ICU, and feeling like they're only looking for political points. He said there's no talk of any kind of vaccine mandate, so that's a moot point. And he used the four-letter word that starts with the letter D multiple times as he was talking about Republican lawmakers. So it really felt like, and he even said himself, his patience is gone.
You know, and you can understand where he's coming from on that, but the flip side is, why not negotiate? I mean, I think the issue of emergency powers has been something that Republicans have been raising for a year. Why hasn't there been any discussion saying, like, yeah, maybe we do need to look at a way to have the legislature more involved during one of these peacetime emergencies?
And that's an interesting question, too, because also there is also bringing up the fact that farmers are looking for relief from drought. There's also a special session would address those payments going out to those frontline workers. That needs that entire process to be wrapped up with the help of the legislature. But Governor Walz is concerned that if he does convene a special session, that Republicans will essentially fire and remove Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm. And
now they're using that. Which they probably will.
Right. And
they will, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And now they're saying that he's more concerned about one cabinet member than he is about farmers and healthcare workers. Like, wow, that this is, yeah. You know, the politics can make your head spin when it comes to something like this, right?
Right.
And the way it kind of went in circles like that. But certainly that is a major concern for the role that Jan Malcolm has played in this entire pandemic. And so certainly there's a lot of motivation for him to want her in that place. So that is essentially a part of this conversation. Too, but I think for Walz, it's, you know, addressing the emergency powers that was obviously a big problem for Republicans. I mean, they were okay with it for maybe what, Jason, a couple weeks,
right?
And then they started to turn at some point. And there could be a conversation there, but there's also a time too where how different could things have been? I mean, there are now over 8,000, approaching 9,000 deaths due to COVID-19 in Minnesota. Could things have been different had things been handled in a different way, if there had been more input from the legislature, and maybe in a bad way?
Yeah, you don't know, right? You don't know which way it would go. But there is, you know, I think if you ask most Minnesotans what they think of as a peacetime emergency, for sure the start of COVID, that felt like, yeah, like you need someone to make quick decisions. But having a discussion about, like, what, you know, should an emergency like this that doesn't involve, like, the state under attack or the state on fire, should you have an emergency going on for month after month after month? Is that what people want either? I don't know. I don't know what the right way to do it is, but you feel like I think your point is spot on, that the politics of it makes your head spin. And in the meantime, you have, you know, people who are, well, you think of the first responders too, that $1,000 perhaps money that would be sent out, $1,200 to nurses.
Yes.
And that's just sitting there because these guys can't get their act together.
That's exactly right. And you can see it in both ways where you do feel like, and, you know, Governor Walz has a point where he feels like there isn't enough focus about what these numbers look like right now from Republicans, that there is a significant backtrack in Minnesota, that
28
Health Commissioner
new deaths,
Dan Malcolm,
3,300 right. cases reported today. Yeah, that's a lot.
And those deaths and hospitalizations do lag behind in the numbers a couple of weeks. So we could be seeing these kinds of numbers for, you know, weeks to come at this point. And that's, you know, kind of nerve-wracking for public health experts. And Jan Malcolm today said that we are at a very critical point right now where we don't want to reverse everything that had already happened. And that's why there is this continued focus. I mean, I told you about what, you know, North Memorial, their chief hospital officer said, and that goes for so many other. I mean, this is a main hospital in the metro area where there are other options to go to if there's something at or near capacity. But think about other parts of the state, more rural areas, when there really is not another option. So we're getting back to the point of, again, of having these kind of grim discussions about, you know, what happens when people are in the worst possible moment.
Sloan, thank you. I appreciate it. Sloan Martin from the CCO Newsroom. We'll have more from Sloan and the latest from the WCCO Newsroom on everything going on. Plus CBS in minutes here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.